Friends, now in this chapter 5, we will see the technology in retail banking. What is the technology used in retail banking? Technology's role in retail banking and how it facilitated the banking to develop the product, cybersecurity, compliance, regulatory issues, etc. So our objective is to understand how technology entered into the banking, and that to retail banking. That means from the day onward till today, what was the evolution and strategic role technology in retail banking. Then the next important technology is a CBS, core banking technology. Thoda sa detail, little bit detail. Understanding component of digital banking, its platform, and including the OpenAI mobile application and super app ecosystem. Understand 2025 RBI digital lending framework and evaluate and examine India's data protection and cyber resilience and risk mitigation standard applicable to the retail bank. So the structure of this discussion, our discussion will revolve around the core banking system, digital banking platform, digital lending platform, strong authentication of the fraud prevention, cybersecurity, data protection, and IT governance, and one case study of Indy by IndusInd Bank and emerging technology transferring the retail banking. Okay, these are the things that we are going to discuss in short. As you know that today customer expects the real-time banking and mobile-first access, personalized financial services, and seamless omni-channel experiences across the branches, apps, website, ATM, and partner platforms. The transformation has been driven by rapid internet and smartphone penetration, unified payment interface, that is UPI, RBI's strong regulatory push, and fintech innovation, and rise of cloud computing and analytics, machine learning, and digital lending platform. Now let us see one by one. Core banking system, CBS. The core banking system forms the technological backbone of the modern retail banking. So CBS enables the customers to access their accounts and perform the banking transaction from any branch or digital channel rather than being restricted to their home branch. CBS transformed Indian banking from branch-centric to manual environment to digitally integrated customer-centric ecosystem, enabling 24/7 banking through the multiple channels such as ATMs, internet banking, mobile banking, POS, and UPI. Now, like all other products, CBS has also evolved in four stages, I can say. First stage is a pre-1990 stage where the standalone computers, manual ledgers, no real-time branch connectivity was managed under CBS. In 1990 to 2005, introduction of the CBS centralized database, ATM network, first e-banking system was introduced. From 2005 to 2015, there was enhancement in internet and mobile banking, integration with NEFT, RTGS, and IMPS. And from 2015 to 2025, cloud-based CBS, API banking, artificial intelligence enabled CBS modules and digital onboarding and real-time analytics happens. Architecture of CBS consists of core processing engine, which consists of handles, deposits, withdrawal, loan posting, interest calculation, account update, then perform the real-time balance update and ledger maintenance. Then database layer. This database layer consists customer information, account master, loan and deposit data, and transaction history and audit logs. Middleware, that is integration layer, consists of it connects the CBS to external system like ATM, CDMs and CRMs, mobile and internet banking, UPI, IMPS, NEFT, RTGS, CRM, analytics and platforms. Channel layer is including branch terminal, internet banking, mobile banking, ATM, contact centers, and business correspondent as well as third-party fintech. Reporting and compliance consist of CBS Generate MIS, ALM, AML, and KYC reports, automated regulatory reports for RBI, real-time dashboards for monitoring the fraud and risk. Key functions of the modules of the CBS consist of customer information, that is CIF, then customer information management, CIF. This number is provided for the lifeline for the one particular account to the customer, that is CIF number. By this number, customer can be identified. Customer's account can be identified. Then deposit management, which is called as a CASA, FD or RD. CASA means current account, savings account. Loan management system, that is LMS. Then treasury and investment management, payments and clearing system, general ledger and accounting, KYC, AML compliance, risk management, fraud detection, fee charges management, and regulatory reporting, that is RBI, SEBI, and National Housing Bank, that is NHB. These are functional modules in CBS. CBS integrates all the banking functions into an unified system, ensuring the consistency and accuracy across the branches. Benefits of CBS consist of, for the customer benefit, any branch banking, 24/7, and accurate and consistent data. For the bank benefit is lower operating cost, fraud detection, and data analytics. Regulatory benefit is accurate and standardized data and data for oversight, better compliances with KYC and AML. CBS and integration with the digital channel consists of internet banking, mobile banking, UPI, ATM, BC agents, and contact centers and fintech app. The CBS role against this channel is to provide them account and transactional data, enables the instant payment, validate the account, withdrawal and deposits like ATM through the ATM, real-time APS, access to the customer data and transaction history, and fintech API, that is third-party financial services through the open banking. Risk and challenges consist of cybersecurity risk, downtime risk, integration complexity, legacy system limitation, data privacy risk, and vendor dependency risk. These are the risks for CBS and challenges. Digital banking platform. Now CBS is over. Now coming to the new digital banking platform. This digital banking platform is nothing but as an integrated technological system. Integrated technological system that enables the bank to deliver digital onboarding, payments and transfers, loan, deposit, cards and wealth services, and customer service, CRM across multiple devices, channels. That is digital banking platform. Role of digital banking platform is to connect the customers to the bank anytime, anywhere, integrate multiple digital services under one unified interface, provide real-time access to the data and transaction, help banks to reduce the cost and enhance the efficiency, enable new age digital products and partnership. Then components of digital banking platform. Customer channel, for customer channel, what are the components? Components are internet banking portal, mobile banking app, super app, chatbot and AI assistant, wearable banking and voice banking interface. Middleware API layers consist of API gateway for fintech and partner integration, microservices framework or orchestration of engine and handle the complex workflow, and message queue for the real-time processing. Digital account opening and eKYC consist of Aadhaar-based OTP and KYC, video KYC, PAN verification, CKYC, eKYC, CKYC, DigiLocker integration, UPI, IMPS, NEFT, ATGS are BBPS, Bharat QR, UPI QR, card network, RuPay, Visa or MasterCard, this comes under payment system integration. Digital loan lien origination system, that is LOS, loan origination system, that is digital application form comes, credit bureau integration comes, bank statement analysis, and digital underwriting and e-sign and e-mandate, that is covered under digital loan orientation system, origination system, loan origination system. Under the wealth investment module, what is performed is mutual fund investment, that is SIP and lump sum, insurance and bank assurance, bond, sovereign bond, gold bond, and government securities and portfolio analytics. Customer relationship management, CRM, consists of customer 3-degree view, lead management, cross-selling, upselling engine, then chat and service request management. Security and fraud monitoring consists of the multi-factor authentication, device binding, behavioral analytics, AI-based fraud detection. Now, some of the functions of the digital banking platform consist of digital onboarding, end-to-end transaction, digital loan journey, self-service banking, personal finance management, customer engagement tool. Benefit to the banking platform consists of, for customer, it is 24/7 access, personalized user experience, and more control over the accounts and security. For banks, it is reduced operating cost, faster product rollout, improved customer engagement, enhanced regulatory compliance, and for financial ecosystem, it increases the financial inclusion, faster adoption of the digital payments, stronger intake, and the bank collaboration. Regulatory and compliance framework consists for the digital banking consists of RBI digital banking guidelines, where it covers the secure authorization, transaction monitoring, customer consent and audit trails, and outsourcing of the vendor management. In RBI guidelines for the digital payout consists of secure coding, app integrity check, encryption requirement, secure API communication. Digital Personal Data Protection Act covers the consent-based data processes, right to correction erasures and privacy notices, and data retention minimization. IT Act 2002 and CERTIN directions consist of incident reporting, log retention, data localization, and payment data. The KYC and AML framework updated as on 2023, digital KYC, video customer identification, and risk-based monitoring. Challenges for implementing the digital banking platform consist of cybersecurity threat, legal system integration, data privacy risk, regulatory compliance, high implementation cost, and digital literacy issues. Its explanation is given against each challenge. You may please go through the same. Now, digital lending platform and apps, RBI guidelines consist of what? Digital lending has emerged as one of the most significant technological disruptions in India's retail banking landscape. This refers to end-to-end digital process for loan origination, underwriting, disbursement, repayment, servicing, and recovery without the need of physical documentation or branch visit. Meaning on scope of digital lending platform. This digital lending platform is a technology-driven portal or mobile application that enables digital customer onboarding, eKYC, video KYC, and digital credit assessment. Also, loan approval and disbursement, e-signing of the agreement, and automated payments and real-time loan tracking. These platforms, that is digital lending platforms, are used by banks, NBFCs, fintechs, marketplaces. Now, key features of the digital lending platforms consist of paperless onboarding, AI-based credit scoring, instant loan approval, e-sign-up digital documentation, automated repayment using the UPI mandate, real-time notification, real-time risk and fraud analysis, and multi-lender loan marketplace architecture. RBI digital lending guidelines consist of a direct disbursal repayment, no pass-through account. Okay, under this, loan funds must be credited directly into the borrower's bank account and repayment must flow directly from the borrower's to REA account, right? So no third party LSP pool account is allowed. Mandatory for the key fact statement. Each customer must receive a standardized KFC, key fact statement, right? APR, that is annual percentage rate, all fees and charges, cooling off exit option, recovery procedures, and complaint redressal contact, KFC, that is key fact statement, promotes the official literacy and protects the customers. Cool-off period. Cool-off period for borrowers must be given minimum cooling off period to exit the loan without penalty for the short term, that is less than or equal to 30 days. Longer term loan, it is ranging between cooling off period is 2 days for short term and 3 to 5 days for longer term. Customer consent and data privacy, consists of explicit informed consent is mandatory. Data minimization rule is applied. Then DLA must not access contract, photo gallery, filed SMS and call logs. Multi-lender architecture. Benefits is DLA, that is a digital lending platform, has benefit of avoids monopoly, promotes competition, enables the better pricing, enhances customer transparency. Transparency in algorithm and credit scoring. RBI mandates explainability of artificial intelligence and machine learning credit model, bias detection audit, then fair lending practices and human oversight. Recovery and collection rule as per RBI, no harassment, intimidation or threats call only between 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Recorded communication, recovery agents must be registered with the bank. No misuse of borrower's personal data. Geotagging field visits allowing only with the consent. Grievances redressal mechanism consists of, it must provide a dedicated nodal officer 24/7, compliant channel via DLA, ombudsman escalation path, and the RE remains fully responsible for LSP actions, mandatory audit and compliance. Each DLA must undergo an annual cybersecurity audit, data protection audit, algorithm audit, and RBI inspection detail. Now, the digital lending process flow, how the digital lending happens. You see, the digital lending platform follow an end-to-end workflow typically starts with one customer onboarding via digital lending application, DLA, digital lending application. Then identify vertical using eKYC or video KYC, which will be followed by credit evaluation, bureau score, financial statement analysis, and alternate data scoring, which followed by number 4, the loan offer generation, acceptance and the e-signing, direct dispersal to borrower, and 7th one is a real-time monitoring repayment behavior, fraud detection, followed by digital repayment via UPI or NACH. And finally, 9th number is closure and reporting. So benefit of this digital lending platform consists of to customers is instant approval, paperless experience, transparent pricing, anytime, anywhere access. To bank, it is lower operational cost, faster TAT turnaround time, better risk model, wider customer reach. And to fintechs, it is a scalable business model, partnership ecosystem, and value-added services. Strong authentication and fraud prevention. Under this, the objective of the strong authentication consists of verify customer identity securely, protect sensitive financial information, prevent unauthorized access, authenticate the transactions based on the risk detect and the prevent the fraud in real time, maintain trust in digital banking and payment system. RBI's updated 2025 directions strengthening authentication across the digital channel. These requirements apply to mobile banking, internet banking, UPI applications, card not present transaction, then digital lending app and payment service providers. Mandatory two-factor authentication, 2FA. Mandatory two-factor authentication means all the high-risk actions must use two-factor authentication is including knowledge factor by way of password, PIN or TPIN, possession factor by way of device binding and OTP token, inheritance factor by biometric or authentication. Some typical combinations are password plus OTP, device binding plus fingerprint, biometric plus OTP. RBI mandates multi-layered authenticity for adding beneficiaries, changing devices, high-value UPI payment, new loan agreement, card management limit, and changes blocking. Tokenization of card. Tokenization of the replacements of the card numbers with the unique digital tokens. Biometric authentication. Bank must offer a biometric options, fingerprint, then facial recognition and voice biometric emerging. Risk-based authentication is adaptive authentication. Mandatory authentication for device binding, transaction alert and real-time notification, fraud prevention mechanism in retail banking, and analytics technology. Fraud prevention combines technical technology analytics and regulatory controls. A, AI-based fraud detection system. Artificial intelligence-based fraud detection system. B, behavioral biometrics. In behavioral biometrics, and C, it is a SIM swap cloned SIM detection. SIM swap and cloned SIM detection. And D, velocity rule and limit management. E, device and borrower fingerprints. Geolocation-based security, that is geofencing, where the transactions attempted from abnormal or high-risk locations requires additional verification, transaction block, and manual override. Next one will be anti-phishing and anti-malware measures, where the bank deploys domain monitoring system, warning banners for suspicious emails, and app integrity check to prevent cloning malware detection against apps. Monitoring of social engineering fraud. Now, cybersecurity, data protection, and IT governance. Under this, cybersecurity framework ensures the confidentiality, integrity and availability of the banking system, while data protection law ensures the privacy, lawful data uses and customer rights. RBI cyber security framework for the banks is issued in 2016, which was revised in 2024. Key element of this framework consists of board level oversight. That is, board-approved cybersecurity policy should be there, and board-level IT strategy committee should oversee the cybersecurity. Next element is the Chief Information Officer, CIO. Chief Information Security Officer, CISO. for cyber security strategy, policy enforcement and incident response. This must be an independent charge. Then security operations center, 24/7 monitoring is mandatory for all the banks. Then baseline cyber security control, patch management and secure configuration. Cyber incident reporting, within 2 to 6 hours, bank must report the security breaches to RBI and also report to CERT-IN under IT Act requirement. Then vulnerability assessment and penetration testing, where regular VAPT and red team exercise happens. Then disaster recovery. Disaster recovery, that is DR, business continuity plan, BCP. Bank must maintain primary data center, that is DC, and secondary disaster recovery, that is DR site. DR drills must conducted periodically. Now CERT in regulation for cybersecurity. Key requirement for the banks in 2020-25 direction consists of reporting cyber incidences within 6 hours, mandatory log retention of 180 days, then time syncing with NTP server and secure data storage policies, as well as vulnerability scanning for apps and internet fencing interface. Then cyber security technology used by the retail banks. Which technology is used by retail banking as far as cyber security technology is concerned? In that, there will be encryption of tokenization, card tokenization, right? Then multi-factor authentication, that is OTP, biometric or device binding. Then AI, ML based fraud detection system. Then firewall IDs and IP system, secure API gateway, endpoint detection and response, application security control. Data protection in retail banking. Data is secured in retail banking by way of, one, secure the customer data storage by encryption at rest, regular backups, access control based on the list privileges. Second one is access control authorization. And third one is the data retention policy. It must comply with the PMLA Act. Data sharing control. Data may be only shared with authorized regulators, payment network, credit bureaus, fintech, LSPs with the consent. And pseudonymization and masking. Sensitive data masked during the storage and testing. Now, major cyber threat in retail banking. Threat type is phishing, malware, ransomware, account takeover, and API frauds, DDoS attacks, or insider threats. Its examples are under phishing, fake emails, SMS asking for OTP or KYC update, then malware, keyloggers, banking Trojans, and ransomware, data encryption and extortions, account takeover, SIM swap and credential theft, API fraud, abuse from open banking API, DDoS attacks, that is distribution of, example is a disruption of mobile and internet banking system, and insider threat consists of employee data misuse for unauthorized access. Emerging technology transforming retail banking in 2025, which consists of artificial intelligence and machine learning. Application in retail banking consists of personalized financial insight, AI chatbot and virtual assistant, credit underwriting and alternative credit scoring, fraud detection and risk monitoring, predictive analytics, as well as cloud computing and cloud native core banking. The advantages are high scalability for digital payments and UPI, IMPS, faster product launch cycle, a reduced cost of infrastructure, improved disaster recovery and uptime stronger data analytics capability. Cloud deployment model consists of public cloud, private cloud, hybrid cloud. Public cloud scalable to the cost efficient. Private cloud is enhanced control and security, and hybrid cloud combination of both preferred by the banks. Now, blockchain and distributed ledger technology, DLT. Blockchain and brings the decentralization and immutable and transparency. Use in retail banking, that is, blockchain is used in retail banking for secure payment and settlement, digital identity management, smart contract, fraud prevention. Then cybersecurity technology consists of next generation protection. While increasing cyber attacks, banks are adopting the advanced security technology, and the key trends are zero trust security architecture, AI-driven fraud monitoring, advanced threat protection, real-time malware, secure API gateway, device fingerprint, and behavioral biometrics. These technology works alongside the RBI's mandatory cybersecurity controls. Now, central bank digital currency, CBDC, digital rupee, that is central bank digital currency. RBI launched this in 2022. And its implication for the retail banking consists of faster digital payment, offline transaction capability, lower transaction cost, enhanced transparency, and opportunities for programmable money. Banks are integrating CBDC rail into mobile apps. Quantum compounding. What is quantum compounding? Quantum compounding is nothing but it has a long-term impact on, while still evolving, the quantum compounding process. Opportunities are ultra-fast risk modeling, improved portfolio optimization, high-speed fraud detection. Future outlook for this is, future outlook landscape for retail banking will be defined by hyper-personalization of AI-driven financial distance, digital only the banking ecosystem, open banking lead collaboration, frictionless cross-border payment, unified digital identity platform, cloud native core banking modernization, RegTech solution, automating the compliance, and laser focus for cybersecurity and privacy. With this, we complete our discussion on the technological part in retail banking. Thank you very much, friends.